Blog Talk Radio.
And we are live, and Jack Munson and Deb Evans are coming to you live from Social Geek Radio, but I'm really missing the jingle. What about you, Jack?
I could do without the jingle. I don't know. I was thinking it, when we were frantic, I was thinking of some new jingles we could write, or maybe do a parody of. So perhaps that's our next contest, is crowdsourcing the jingle.
That's how I did the first two, so I think that's a good idea. We should do that.
All right. I can say, if you can make it sound like an Elvis Costello song, you'll win.
So we are going to continue that conversation of Frantech, but before we let our guests out of the green room, so what did you think? I really haven't talked to you and recapped it all since we were there, but did it meet your expectations?
It really did. I mean, first, let's talk about the most important thing, the food.
It was awesome. It really
was good. The food was good, you know.
The drinks were fabulous.
We've been to a few other events where the food was not as good. The food was very good at Frantech, but, you know, overall, I really can't tell you how impressed I was with the level of conversation at most of the sessions. I mean, just say all of the sessions. I mean, everything was exactly what Frantech was meant to be. Not talking about, you know, sort of basic digital marketing and technology conversations, but really useful, advanced discussions on what franchisors and their franchisees should be doing in marketing and technology today. So I was just so impressed with all of the speakers.
I agree. And I loved, again, that we had another Frantech conference where we had the opportunity to meet new people. And so you and I have gone to so many of these conferences and seminars and conventions that after a while there could be 3,500 people there, and you swear you know at least 3,200 of them. So it's fabulous to meet some new IFA members that have been members probably for a while but not attended a convention or a seminar like this. And for the most part, the new ones that attended, they were great to meet, and they had some good things to say about it.
Yeah, there were a lot of people there who had never been to another IFA event. They'd never been to the IFA convention. Some of the folks, I think, were local to the Denver area, which is terrific. And some of the people were also specifically in technology and marketing roles that maybe, you know, don't really call for them to make an appearance at the convention every year. There were a lot of people who had roles or titles within their organization, like, you know, IT director, or, you know, some sort of specialist in web management or technology or marketing or something like that. I was just amazed on the first day when Ken Colburn had asked how many people had never been to an IFA event, how many hands in the room went up. That was fantastic.
It was good. So we actually have one of those folks with us tonight, and I'm happy that Chris Davenport, Franchise Sales and Business Development at Pac-Mail Centers of America, based in Denver, agreed to be here with us tonight. So, Chris, are you on the line?
I am, and thank you, Deb and Jack. I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you today.
Very good. Well, so we're going to have to really pick your brain and ask you, this was your first Frantech attendance, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Well, tell us, are you ready, Jack? He's going to share the good, the bad, and if there's ugly, we promise you we will not judge you. But
I'm taking notes, so.
And IFA probably listening.
Well, luckily, the ugly portion, I don't really have anything to report in that category.
Snowed after we left. Don't you have that? You know, you got the weather. You know, at Frantech left and you got snow.
Yeah, exactly. We got snow on that Sunday after Frantech. Those who got out in time lucked out, I guess. The crazy Colorado weather just keeps changing, keeps us on our toes out here at least.
Good. So what were some of the takeaways?
You know, I think I have to second Jack's comment in that I was really surprised, you know, being a first-timer myself to Frantech, but not to IFA events, how many people were new and chose Frantech as the conference to come to. And that was really surprising to me as well, but also really refreshing because, like you said, it was exposure to a lot of people who you may not have seen at other events, which is always terrific when you go to new expos. You know, what I really took away and what I thought was really impressive about Frantech was, you know, as Jack mentioned earlier, the level of discussion that was being had. You know, it's not knowing what to expect my first time, I guess I sort of put on it that it was going to be sort of entry-level, you know, surface-level discussion of here's some ideas, here's some directions to take back, here's some things that maybe you might go try. And from, you know, Tim Resnick's opening comments and presentations on, you know, the intricacies of how to increase your Google rankings and what you need to do to simplify the path for the search spiders to find you and find all of your subsequent social media and websites, it really started off with a bang and caught my attention right away. And, you know, I guess at some point illustrated how little I actually know of the back end of a lot of this, which I kind of thought I had a decent beat on.
I think that's a good thing when you can sit in a room like that and tell yourself, wait a second, here's something I really don't know much about. You know, let me sort of soak it in, because I think we all go to so many meetings and conferences and everything where people are just rehashing the same material over and over, and it's stuff you already know, you know. So yeah. So that's fantastic when you have that sort of moment where you kind of, you know, let go of what you previously knew, and you know, now you're actually going to take in something else. That's terrific.
Yeah, and it was, you know, really fascinating too that though they were talking at a very technical level and of course talking things that could have been way over my head, all of the presenters, including to the breakout sessions, really kept it at a level of sort of idiot-proof the conversation, if you will. Kept it at a level where first-timers who may not be real tech-savvy or people who have a general bead on that, you know, environment, and that technology could still understand a lot of the technical details they were talking at, which, you know, being a first-timer to this event and knowing some of the back end but not being an expert by any means, I really appreciated that level of conversation that they kept things at. It made it a lot easier to digest and put into action some of the notes and some of the ideas that I took away from the event.
That's good. That is really good to hear, because I know the task force worked hard talking to the moderators and the presenters. And as Jack had mentioned on one of our previous shows, that, you know, we didn't even want to have slides. It's just like we wanted to engage the audience and have conversation. And there was a lot of times I think, too, you get audiences that are too afraid to ask questions. But I know the sessions I went to and even in the general sessions, you know, folks weren't afraid to put their hand up and say, I don't know this. Or, you know, help explain what you're talking about, which is great. I love audience interaction.
Yeah, and that was one of the really neat things, you know, that I experienced was the fact that it wasn't somebody up the front with slides lecturing you about, you know, you need to do X and that'll make Y happen and you need to make Z happen from there. It was an open discussion, and it allowed people to take, you know, these experts' knowledge and opinions and thoughts and ideas and put them into relative action to things that are pertinent to their system or their position in their job, which is rare to find, I think, in a lot of expos. And that's one of the things I think that really set Frantech apart from other, you know, expos and other technology expos I've been to in my previous careers, was the simplicity and the actionable items I was able to take away from it. It was fantastic.
Did you have any? You mentioned the opening keynote from Tim from Moz. Any other favorite moments or speeches or presentations or anything like that that you know really hit home for you?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, the Deb Evans breakout session was far and above.
I think we can all agree on that, Chris.
And then Jack Munson's the next day.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the things that I really took away, and I heard it across the board, and I was lucky enough to attend actually Wednesday's Franchise Development Conference as well, was the advent and strength of LinkedIn and what they're doing with the franchise industry. And not only LinkedIn, but also Google, hearing that they're putting together a specialized team to really take a look at how they can partner more with the IFA and with the franchising industry, and I guess give us our due, so to speak, in their world, which they openly admitted they needed to put more focus on to understand the uniqueness of our business and how we both, you know, attract your everyday average customers for our businesses and our franchise locations, but also franchise leads and how we can promote our business and our franchise system through those sites and those social media aspects. I really found those discussions very, very fascinating. I had no idea the integration that some of the systems were using with LinkedIn and let alone, you know, Google Plus, hearing Brian Spindell from Postnet's presentation on how his entire system is on the Google platform. And they've moved away from all other platforms and only using that as a means of synchronizing everything they're doing. I wouldn't have even guessed, I guess, that some companies were doing that. You know, obviously I use Google for my personal usage, and I, you know, my company's got their own platform that they use for emails and whatnot. But hearing how companies are moving to some of this new technology and how these technology companies now are looking at us and saying, how can we specialize these things to assist your systems, was really interesting to me.
Yeah, and that's
a good point. Brian had a great presentation, and I'm right there with you too. I'm blown away by the depth that some of these franchisors are involved in, Google especially, but also LinkedIn to some extent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a lot of discussion about LinkedIn, but to have someone like Brian Spindell, you know, a CEO, to stand up there and not only tell us, you know, what he's doing within a system, but then do, you know, a live, and technology is so glitchy, you know, especially in big presentations like that. But for the comfort level of him to jump up there and show us his Google Calendar was one thing to show it to the audience. But I heard several people in the audience, you know, comment, you know, a CEO sharing their Google Calendar within their system, you know, it's pretty much unheard of. And I had one that was sitting at my table and saying, there's no way I'm doing that. Now, this particular CEO of a brand is still not completely transparent with the use of social. He's getting there, but he's not there yet. And it shows the depth that I think Postnet is where they are with their use of social within the organization, and you know, really embraced it. I was just thrilled to see that.
Yeah, and the, you know, on the social media side, the thing that I really found intriguing was the discussions around and the examples of how people are integrating all the different social media sites. You know, as when you look at it from a sales perspective, in my position as franchise development, you know, you always wonder, what's going to be the best site for me to go on? What do I need to push my marketing team to try and focus more on? And, of course, you know, everybody, marketing and sales always like to butt heads a little bit because we all have our own ideas of what's going to be best, and we all want, you know, sometimes different things. And how they were showing how, you know, if you make any movement on one site, it should go across all the different aggregators, you know, to all your different social media sites. And get as much traction out of every single action you do across the board. And seeing how some of these systems were doing that, not only hearing, you know, the lectures and the presentations, but actually getting concrete examples of, you know, XYZ franchise system is doing this across LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, was really intriguing and really something I took away to see how PacMail itself could start integrating that. You know, we're running some unique Facebook marketing campaigns right now from a system-wide basis. But unfortunately, we're not spreading that across multiple social media sites as we should be. That's one of the things that my team is really going to get to working on, is figuring out how we can get more traction from every action that we're doing.
Chris, tell us a little bit about what PacMail's up to these days. Are those Facebook campaigns, is that something consumer-focused, or is that something more franchise development-focused, or a mix of the two?
It's a little mix of the two, mostly consumer-facing. We really, PacMail traditionally and currently really focuses on a lot of local marketing purposes. You know, our customer base for our franchise centers comes from a very local market perspective. So we don't do a lot of national advertising campaigns. So stepping out into the Facebook ad campaign world that we're doing, we launched one at Christmas, which was the 12 Days of Christmas. And the basis behind that was to try and give our customers a means to interact socially with the franchise system and with the brand, offering, of course, you know, different types of incentives, gifts and giveaways and things of that nature to keep the contest and the excitement in the campaign. Then we're running a second half of that overall year-long campaign that we're doing with Facebook is the 12 Days of Hoppiness coming up to Easter. And again, There's more giveaways, there's more interaction from the consumer base, trying to get them to interact on a social media level with their local franchise location. And then, of course, you know, in-store promotions through banners and POS placards and things of that nature to get to drive the attention to it. And really just trying to build that interaction on a local level with the national brand and make people feel more a part of PacMail than they have before. And it's been wildly successful so far, and we're only hoping for more of that. And I think as you know, we take some of these takeaways from Frantic on how to intermix that with other social media sites, that's only going to help us increase that promotion.
I think that is just spot on the right way to go, what you guys are doing. I was checking out some of your Facebook pages earlier, and, you know, the local aspect for each one of your locations and franchisees, along with a commitment to do some advertising spend on Facebook, that seems to be the secret sauce right now. You know, we're seeing organic reach just dropping every day, and unfortunately, we see a lot of brands out there that are not willing to, you know, put some resources into some social advertising. But I think what you guys are doing is definitely going the right direction with some great content. You've got some contests and some local content there and some advertising. I think that's the recipe for success right now.
Yeah, we're hoping that, you know, it'll continue to grow. I'm not sure what the actual next steps are as far as our third and fourth outtake in that. We're doing one per quarter, if I'm not mistaken. But very much looking forward to how that interaction is going to grow, you know, and integrating that in more social media sites and getting the word out more about these programs and about these contests is helping our local customer base increase greatly in our stores. Just from an awareness standpoint, you know, one of the things that we, I think, suffer from the most in our industry is, you know, everybody kind of looks at the package of industry as we're all the same. And being able to do these types of promotion really helps to set us apart and show the uniqueness of what our brand is compared to others in our industry.
Yeah, and that local focus, I mean, that's really all you need to do. You know, if you're driving people into a local store, I mean, that's it. That's the secret sauce that everyone's trying to get to. There's really no need to go much further than that, right? If you're trying to acquire some new customers. That's fantastic. Are you doing anything outside of Facebook, social speaking, or is that really the focus of your efforts these days?
It's really the focus right now. You know, jumping into the social media site from this standpoint, relatively new to the PacMail brand. It's something that we've really just embraced recently this year, and you know, this is our sort of our foray into social media campaigns. We do have a Twitter account that we've launched end of last year, and we're really starting to just pick up into that. You know, we may be kind of late bloomers in stepping into the space, but by no means are we going to lag behind that. It's just something that we're going to continue to focus on, continue to build on, and continue to grow, especially as, you know, attending things like Frantic, we're seeing that is, as you said, you know, sort of the secret sauce to finding some more organic leads, to building more local brand awareness, and making our customers feel more integrated and more a part of the brand than I think they ever have before. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about the social media campaign capabilities, is giving your customer base that feeling of interaction and importance that they are to the business, and they can become a part of the brand instead of just a customer to the brand.
Yeah, I think the thing that I keep reiterating over and over is there's such a difference between what a lot of brands were trying to do a year or two ago, and that was, you know, growing their community, right? Oh, we've got to get more fans, we've got to get more followers. And I think the ones that are really succeeding now are the brands that are focusing on becoming part of their customers' community, not just growing their own community and, you know, pumping up numbers and that sort of thing. But if you can be part of that news feed and that engagement, that interaction that your typical customer has with their local pack mail center, you know, that's a winner. That's exactly, I think, where the brands that are succeeding and seeing a lot of growth via social are at right now. So that's terrific to hear.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think, and I think we're only going to see more and more of it. You know, as both the consumer as well as the professional side figure out how to interact sort of in the appropriate manner, you know, without being feeling invasive to the consumer, you know, on their social media sites, but also giving them the choice to interact with the brand. I think we're going to just continue to see more and more brands and more promotions happening through the social media avenues. And I think that's just going to be a tremendous benefit to the franchise industry.
I have a question for the for both of you. So one of the final presentations, we had DJ Patel, which I thought was very entertaining. He was, as Ken was saying, the smartest guy in the room, but I thought it was a great presentation. But one of the things that he kept talking about was giving everybody in an organization access to the data. We call that conversation, and if so, you know, what do you guys think about within the franchise brand, making sure that everybody has access to all those analytics and that data and what to do with it?
You know, I think it's vitally important to track everything you do. And that's one of the beautiful things about the technology today, especially on the social media site, is you can track virtually every interaction that happens and occurs with any campaign or within even any profile site you might have up there, whether it's a, you know, a static corporate page on LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter or some specialized campaign you're running. But, you know, I think it goes beyond just the transparency of the data and more digesting the data in a means that it's useful for the individual departments of the company. You know, obviously from a franchise development standpoint, it's very vital to me to know how and where the users are coming from and what they're interacting with to try to get an idea and beat on where I can seek out prospective franchise candidates and how we can alter our marketing, you know, in the more traditional sense to go after and attract that same customer base that's interacting with us socially. So I think it's very vital that everybody has access to that data, but has it in a useful format, not just a bunch of numbers, charts, and bar graphs.
Yeah, Deb, I think you hit upon my one of my favorite moments of the entire event was where DJ Patel was making the analogy between Captain Kirk being a CEO and Mr. Spock being the data scientist within the organization. And I mean, you know, you put anything into a Star Trek analogy for me and I'm paying attention to those people. But it's absolutely perfect. And I think something Chris hit upon there too was that it's looking at all of the data. So many times when we talk about transparency and sharing data, I think a lot of people get sort of this nervous feeling that, it's, you know, the data is going to be bad or the numbers are bad this quarter or we didn't get as many, you know, interactions or fans or followers or something this quarter as we wanted to. And I think people think of that word transparency like, you know, everyone within the organization is looking for something to complain about. But I see it as totally the opposite. Social media and digital communications in general are so new right now, you know, only a few years into it. I think we're still trying to find out what's working. And if we share this data and be transparent with all of this information, I think there's all of these little things that an entire organization can celebrate. You know, if franchisees can even see some of the data behind other franchisees' success, that's terrific. You know, if they can see that, wow, look at this coupon or this campaign or something that other locations are doing. You know, wow, look at that. We should all celebrate it. And maybe we should all, you know, do the same thing. So.
Yeah, I agree. I thought his presentation was great. He talked about having metric meetings and everybody getting together and discussing how the data works and make it into a conversation. It's like, okay, that's a different way of looking at things.
Yeah, yeah. Usually it's the captain of the ship looking at data and looking, you know, who are they going to point a finger at, right? But it's a new world out there, I guess.
That it is. Very good. Well, let's see. Any other big takeaways that either one of you have before we wrap up the show tonight?
You know, just I guess one last comment from, you know, sort
sure.
of the new person's perspective into this. You know, I hope that they continue to build this conference. I think it's tremendously valuable and one of the conferences I think I would promote and recommend that every brand get involved and take advantage of and continue the knowledge share and the best practices amongst the, you know, the industry, which is one of the things I think really sets the franchising industry apart from all other industries I've ever interacted with, is that open sharing of best practices, knowledge, and know-how. You know, moreover, I really enjoyed just the attitude everybody seemed to have at this event, which was very refreshing. It was, you know, lively, it was entertaining, it was very, very interactive, and you know, very open sourced as far as the knowledge that came in. You know, sometimes you go to conferences and like we've talked about earlier, you sit there and get lectured too, and you look at slides, and you know, it's easy to just kind of fade off and not hear the whole presentation, but even the main presentations that they were doing was very interactive, asking questions, encouraging the audience to ask questions about things they're saying, and doing so in a manner that even first-timers like myself didn't feel afraid to ask a question if I didn't understand something. And I think that's just a tremendous value to a conference like this.
That's terrific to hear, Chris. I think that's exactly what the IFA was shooting for here, and I think they hit their target.
Yeah,
absolutely. Definitely an home run.
Bottom line, Chris, wherever Frantech is next year, and we don't know where the event will be held, what city, is it something that you're going to try to make it to next year?
Absolutely. You know, and in fact, I would be more than happy to be a champion of trying to get people there. It was a tremendous event. I took a lot away from it, and I have a feeling I'm going to overload my team at PacMail with more information and lists of things that we need to start doing. So
they're like, oh no, Chris went to another event. He came back with a bunch of ideas. Look out.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, before Blog Talk Radio shuts us down, because we're coming to the end, Chris, please share your contact information with everybody. How can they find you, find your website, so that we can keep in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, the company name is PacMail Centers of America. They can visit our website at PacMail.com. For franchise information, PacMail.com/franchise. We also have a Facebook page. It's the official PacMail is the name of our Facebook page. And subsequently, our Twitter handle is at official PacMail. So if anybody would like to interact with PacMail, we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to give us a shout out. If you'd like to contact with me directly, my email is my first initial last name, so cdavenport@pacmail.org.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for attending Frantech and then sharing your thoughts here. I really appreciate it, and we'll see you online. And Mr. Munson, you're on the air next week on your own. I'll be out on assignment, so I'm sure you'll have
Is that what we're calling?
Yes, we're
out
on assignment. She's going to go dark for a week.
All right. Well, enjoy that beach assignment, Deb, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
I will. Good night,
Beth,
gentlemen.
Jack, thank you very much.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye-bye.